So, Danny Kelly, editor of Q Magazine, firstly, you have an extraordinary body part to add to this, and you're not being,
Okay, so, given
in mind, we've got Dr. Head, Paul Arms, Hillary Blood, Judy and Sally Overies, the Overies, Alice, that's the family they're from, and James Kidney, and when Dan told me this, the hair on the back of my head laid down again, because it's regularly straight up, so go on.
Absolutely true. My dad worked on the railways for all his adult life in this country, and the person who was always above him at Paddington Station was a man whose his names included Inspector and George, and the last name was spelled A-R-S-E.
Now, it was pronounced Arche, I take it, or was it pronounced?
It means Inspector George Arse for his whole life.
That's someone's name, folks. You may have just dropped a dinner plate or something, but there it is. Imagine the poor family having to go through the gags, the lame jokes, you know, of course, the cheek of it, etc.
Yeah, yeah.
And you stand by this story,
I'm standing here with my right hand raised.
His name's James.
George.
I shall call you're only going to hear that once. Because we're going to put him on the list here as George Rearend.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a cop.
We'll get somebody called Boston, won't we, coming in. I think we have got the official medical name for it here, haven't we?
Do you think they're still where did they live, this family of, Arche?
Presumably in West London somewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's no other way around that, is there? I mean, I notice on the news a lot of the time, when someone has a name, which could be unfortunate, they do, it's the old Uranus thing, but they do, I've seen people called, in the States it's quite a common surname, A-R-C. And they always make that Arche.
Yeah.
But this was spelled how?
Apparently A-R-S-E.
Apparently, all of a sudden you're...
No, this is what... I never met him. I'm saying what my father told me. And he is a man who himself never swears in the house.
Let's call him Ass, because you can say that, you see. Let's call him George Ass.
George Anglicized
Ass. Yeah.